Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with today's midday interview. There was a new art exhibit opening tomorrow night here at WHQR. It's called Outside, featuring folk art and fine art. And the artists are Penny Ames and Elizabeth Singletary. The opening is tomorrow night from 6 to 9, part of the fourth Friday gallery night. We'll have refreshments, and including some wine and some munchies. And Benny Hill will be here to play some music as well. So it looks like it's going to be a great night. And to kind of whet your appetite, I have the artists in the studio today, Penny Ames and Elizabeth Singletary. So first of all, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is great.
Great. You know what I love about this is that you two didn't know each other until you came in to hang this show together. And so now you've gotten to know each other a little bit, and it must have been interesting to hang your show and just hang out with each other while you were doing that.
It's very exciting, and it's very encouraging.
To have another
artist. Instant feedback, and it kind of took the nerves out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful because I think our stuff complements each other, and I just have to say that Penny's stuff is amazing.
Truly amazing. That's always so nice to hear, but I'm just as impressed with your stuff. I love the subject matter. Well, that's what we have in common.
Yes.
We've picked a lot of the same things that interest us that are coming out in our art. So
I noticed that you both depict nature or are inspired by nature, and you also have really vibrant colors. So this is one of the most colorful and glorious exhibits we've had in here for a long time. And we often have two or three artists that haven't worked together before. And it's so amazing to me how their work is complementary. So here we go.
I credit WHQR for putting us together. So thank you.
Yes, let's talk first of all about that process, how you both come to be exhibiting here at WHQR, in case other artists are interested and they want to know, and then we'll talk about your individual work.
I received an email, and it was a call for artists, and so I just submitted. I don't think I told any of my friends or family, and waited patiently. And then I was selected. Mary called and said she would love to have me exhibit, and then I don't know what happened to you, Penny.
Wow.
Mine was a little different. My sister, who is also an artist in the area, encouraged me to submit, and I did it as a way of, because she was also submitting, as a way of supporting her, figuring that I would just do it so that she would get her stuff submitted, and lo and behold, my stuff got accepted.
Has she forgiven you yet?
Yes, although she is having some issues.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, gosh. Well, let's talk first of all with you, Penny Ames, about your style, your medium. It's a real thick and colorful acrylic on found objects with cats and pigs and chickens and owls and flowers. And so talk about your technique. And first of all, actually talk about how you got started as an artist.
Okay. I actually have a degree in art education. My degree's for teaching art K-12. And what I realized after teaching art for 2 years, when you get to see the children doing it all day, that I didn't get to do art because I was all arted out. So I pulled back and left the teaching and ended up starting to do art full time. I've also done some art with ceramics. I had an art production company, Penny Lane Angels, and I made individually formed angels that actually I've sold all over the world. And Neiman Marcus even carried my angels for about a year and a half.
Goodness.
But that's actually what led me to the color, because the angels were white. Mm-hmm. And I was just dying to do something with color. And I switched from the clay to the painting because it was a quicker response. It was just more exciting. You didn't have to wait all the steps of the way.
And talk about your medium, because it's very interesting, though. They're different size paintings, and they're not on canvas.
No, my paintings aren't on canvas. My paintings are on mostly found objects. I used recycled cabinet doors that found their way because my husband was a maintenance man and redoing, and he couldn't bear to throw them away. So he brought them home, and I just fell in love with it and started painting on that. I also paint things that I wish everybody had. I wish everybody had a house. I wish everybody had food. The chickens represent food to me. I have blue skies because I want people to have clean air. It's all really focused on what makes people's lives better. I think if you want a pet, you should be able to have a pet. They just bring so much to your life. So it's a way of presenting what I really wish that everybody on our planet had. Just a house to live in, flowers. Just flowers outside your door make your life better. So it's about presenting a positive view of what people need and what we can do for each other.
Wonderful. I love the painting that is a house with lots of flowers in the window boxes out front, a pig in the yard, some chickens. It's just, it's wonderful. And it is a very happy picture. It makes you feel like, I'd like to visit these people, you know?
That's really good to hear. And those were my houses. In fact, I'm doing another
program
where I'm going to try to do a painting of every house that I've lived in. And my father was in the civil service, so I'm collecting pictures from my mother and my sisters and brothers. And I think a house definitely reflects the spirit. And I have a good life. I mean, it's very simple, nothing fancy, but my pictures really reflect how good my life is.
You're hearing from Penny Ames. She is one of the two artists in our new exhibit at WHQR called Outside, Folk Art, Fine Art. It opens tomorrow night from 6 to 9 for the Fourth Friday Gallery Night. And we're going to talk now with Elizabeth Singletary, who is the other artist who is also exhibiting here at WHQR. And although your work is real complementary with Penny's, it's different. It's colorful. It's real vibrant. And there's a lot of nature in there, but it's almost impressionistic. So talk about, first of all, how you got started, and then talk about your medium.
I've always been interested in art, and I've always been very crafty my whole life. And I have been a professional calligrapher since I was 11, actually. And
wow.
So I just decided to maybe take it public now. So here I am. I'm not really sure how all this happened, but it's fabulous, and I'm just having a great time.
That's great. Now talk about your medium.
I do not paint. All of my art is a magazine. I take a magazine, and I shred little pieces and glue it onto a canvas. And so typically I'll use one magazine per piece. And I don't know if Martha Stewart would hate me or love me for shredding her magazine, but that's my favorite one. So
good colors in there.
They do.
A lot of beautiful things in there.
So it's fun. Yeah. It'll be kind of foggy with the glue. And then all of a sudden it dries, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know I made that. So it's kind of fun.
I wanted to touch your pieces, and I knew that I shouldn't. I thought, you know, I'm going to get my little grubby hands all over these collages. But I could see that they had density to them. I could see that they were multiple layers, and I just wanted to see which part was sticking out the farthest. And I was like, oh.
All you have to do is glue it back. So.
Okay. All right. So if I get something loose, we can fix it. Okay, cool. For both of you, why did this particular medium call out to you? I know, you know, you were saying, Penny, that you wanted color and that you wanted to express this desire for everyone to have a house and a blue sky and enough food to eat. Also, Elizabeth, you know, you were saying that you just really love to get your hands in there and shred those magazines. And what is it that drew you at this time in your artistic life to the way that you're working?
Well, I'm surprised. I've learned to simplify it. And I think it might come from the years as a preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. Your whole job is to simply get it down to the basics. And what I realized was that I enjoyed it more. It's hard to get a painting started. Often I have to trick myself into starting a painting, like by putting the ugliest color on the world on the canvas, so I'll go to the next step and paint over it. So it's about tricking yourself to do stuff and to continue. But I just think that I want people to know what I see. I don't want them to have to guess what's in my paintings, but I also want them to bring something with them. I want them to be able to use either some little quirk in my paintings that's undone or isn't just the perspectives I do different. I want people to question when they look at it also.
Oh, that's great. And Elizabeth, it's a big jump from calligraphy to this multicolored collages that are really kind of impressionistic. They look very different up close than how they look from halfway across the room. So talk about why that particular medium has just pulled you in, besides Martha Stewart, you know.
Hater or lover. I just love the fact that people question what it is. Mm-hmm. People, when they walk in, they think it's a painting, and to see their face when I tell them it's a magazine glued onto a canvas, it's fun to see the shock because a lot of times you really can't tell.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Close. And I love making a mess. It looks like a Tasmanian devil has shredded about 1,000 magazines in my house. In fact, my son the other day came out and he was like, Mom,
really.
And he had little pieces of magazines stuck all over his body. He's like, you really got to stop. So it's a fun way to create something that surprises people.
I think that's a wonderful thing about being an artist as an adult. You get to be that messy kid again and just shred the magazines and slop the paint and have a wonderful time, not trying to follow anybody else's rules, but just what you're inspired to do.
It's true. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Now, I was interesting. I was telling people about that you paint with paper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is how I saw it. I think they're absolutely beautiful, but I definitely believe it's painting.
Yeah.
You're just painting with paper instead.
You know, and it's funny because I do get intimidated about mixing paint, and that's so this really works for someone like me.
That it gets is. It's the trick to make yourself, because you're like me. You don't happily get up. Well, you do happily get up and do the painting, but there's an intimidation thing. When you have an empty canvas and you think, what am I going to do with it? So you kind of trick yourself into it. You found the ripping of the paper and that kind of one piece at a time builds it. I've learned that to relax because you can paint over anything.
Absolutely. And you have to silence that inner critic and just keep going. I want to thank you both so much today. Penny Ames and Elizabeth Singletary, please come and meet them tomorrow night from 6 to 9. Fourth Friday Gallery Night is the opening of their exhibit called Outside. We're here at WHQR at 254 North Front Street up on the third floor. You can go to whqr.org to get a preview. Thank you, Penny. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This
us.
Was great. Thanks so much. Please come.
This is WHQR.